with SRN News. I'm John Scott. On Capitol Hill, confirmation hearings are continuing. Donald Trump's pick to lead the Justice Department. Pam Bondi is testifying in the first of 2 days of confirmation hearings. In her opening statement before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Attorney General Designee Bondi expresses her objectives for the Department of Justice.
Every day to restore confidence and integrity to the Department of Justice and each of its components. The partisanship, the weaponization will be gone. America will have one tier of justice for all.
Bondi is a former Florida Attorney General. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden will deliver his farewell address to the nation tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
As he prepares to leave office after one term, Joe Biden will not only reflect on his 4 years as president, but his 50-plus years as a public official. The Oval Office speech will be his last significant opportunity to speak to Americans and the world before he leaves office at noon next Monday. Earlier this week, the president delivered a speech focused on his foreign policy as he tries to frame the legacy of his time in office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On the economic front, inflation picked up last month as prices rose for gas, eggs, and used cars. Yet, underlying price pressures also showing signs of easing a bit. The report from the Labor Department showed that the consumer price index rose 2.9% in December from a year ago, the highest since July. It was the third straight increase after inflation fell to a 3.5-year low of 2.4% in September. Stocks sharply higher, the Dow ahead 570 points. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the ethics of various professions.
A new poll from the Gallup organization finds that 30% of respondents believe that clergymen have high ethical standards and are honest. That puts pastors ahead of judges, bankers, members of Congress, and news reporters. But they're nowhere near the top of the list. The Gallup survey indicates 76% of Americans think nurses are likely to be ethical. Grade school teachers get 61%, military officers 59%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bill McCartney is being eulogized by Christian leaders across the country after his death at age 84 following a battle of dementia. McCartney, who coached Colorado to its only national football championship in 1990, was the founder of Promise Keepers, men's movement. His family has released a statement saying, "Our father surrendered his life to Jesus at 33 years old, setting a trajectory for our family and many others." This is SRN News. How many Americans will there be in 30 years? The Congressional Budget Office has scaled back its earlier estimate. Rich Thomason reports.
At 372 million residents, it's a 2.8% drop from last year's projections. The budget office citing declining birth rates and less immigration than expected. The budget office last year projected 383 million people living in the U.S. in 30 years, but it reduced that figure by 11 million residents in its revised guesstimate. The current U.S. population, right around 341 million, expected to grow by 9 million by year's end. Rich Thomason reporting.
Attention, you feline lovers. Nearly a dozen cats in California have died after consuming raw milk or raw pet food contaminated with bird flu. Pet owners should never feed their animals raw food or unpasteurized milk. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.